Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Yes, it's Lisa Williams, and thank you so much for joining me today. And we do have a special guest. I have to tell you, I'm very excited about this because it's my dear friend, Melissa Klubias, and I just adore her. And we're going to be doing readings. I mean, there's a special reason why I'm going to call her MC because, let's face it, that's who she is. YMC is on the show, and I'll tell you more about that in a little while. But I've just opened up the chat room for those of you who want to join us in the chat. Please come and join us. You can have a chat, and you know, maybe we might answer some questions in that chat room as well. And if you do want a reading, I know that we have quite a few people that are lined up already, but you can call in. The number is 424-258-9223. That's 424-258-9223. And I have to say, here I am in LA. I'm in Los Angeles. Oh, my gosh. I'm leaving for New Zealand tonight. And for those of you who are in and around the New Zealand area and the Australia area, I am hosting a one-day workshop on Saturday in Auckland this week in New Zealand. I can't believe it's actually this week. It sounds so weird. And we're going to be doing psychic and oracle card readings. So that's going to be fun. And I'm also doing the same next week. Is it next week? Yes, next week in Melbourne. I tell you what, I don't even know where my days are. It's crazy. We are doing the advanced mediumship course, which is going to be held in Daylesford, just outside of Melbourne. So I do want to let everyone know that if you are looking to have a reading, and if you want to have a reading with one of my potential advanced mediumship students or potential certified mediumship, I can't even get my head around stuff today. Gosh. Then please let us know, because we are going to be holding a reading day, and it's their exam day. It won't be a reading with me. It'll be their exam day. And that is going to be on Thursday of next week. Also, I am doing an evening shows in Auckland, which I believe is Saturday night, and also on next Saturday in Daylesford as well. So all details are on my website, which you can go to, which is lisawilliams.com, or you can go to lwissd.com, and you can find out all details about both of those. And naturally, there's a lot of stuff that I'm actually doing this year, and I'm doing a lot of charity stuff and a lot of different events. I don't know why, it's kind of going in a different direction for me. But I am going to Norway in March. Very excited to do Norway. That's going to be a lot of fun. I am doing cancer support in Philadelphia. I believe that's on the 21st of February. I'm working all of this off the top of my head. I really am. Then I'm also doing the National Group Conference in April. I will be, da-da-la! I'm so excited about this. It's going to be my birthday weekend, all right? So it's like 4 days before my birthday. And I'm going to be doing Celebrate Your Life. Celebrate! I love it. Celebrate Your Life with Colette Baron-Reed and John Holland. We're all going to be working. We're doing the keynote on, I think it's Friday night or Saturday night, one or two. But we are doing, it's that weekend of the 14th and 15th of June. And we are doing Celebrate Your Life. Of course, you've got Neil Donald Walsh and all the big, big, big speakers as well. Panache Sai, all of us will be there. It's kind of a little bit of we love going, because quite honestly, it's just this, not fun time, but it is a real fun time. We just really enjoy going because it allows us to be I don't know. It just kind of allows us to be with our peers, I suppose. And it's really nice to sort of like all join together. So that's actually happening. What else is going on? Oh, my gosh. I'm hoping, I'm putting my fingers crossed that I'm going to be back in Australia around September, but I can't really say too much about that because I'm not sure whether that's actually happening. But I could also be back in Norway in September as well. There's a lot going on. But we'll see what's happening. But if you do want to find out, obviously Facebook is the place to be. Twitter, I caused a bit of a stir on Twitter last night, but never mind, it happens. Yeah, someone said, oh, she Googled me. It was someone famous. I have no idea who it was. But anyway, I read for her yesterday and it was quite funny. You know, I was like, and she's like, oh my God, you Googled me. I was like, no, not really. And in fact, I was thinking, who are you? But it was really quite comical. And it does happen, you know. We do have that situation. We go, you know, people say, did you Google us? I'm like, no. And I can tell you what, MC is on the phone actually sitting there probably laughing at this because she gets it all the time as well. But it is quite funny. Now, if you do want a reading, as I've said, please call in, which is 424-258-9223. That's 424-258-9223. I do have the wonderful Karen on the line who is ready to take your calls. And she will greet you with her wonderful English accent. She's not my sister, by the way. Everybody thinks that she is my sister, but she's not. Anyway. All right. So I'm going to just go on, because today we're going to be doing readings. We're actually focusing upon you. I'm going to bring on my guest in a moment, but it's really quite an honor to bring MC back on my show. And, you know, I'll tell you the reason why. MC became a master teacher last year. No, not last year, the year before now. Oh my gosh, where's the time gone? MC was a master teacher. She came along and she, you know, she really was an added value to the master teachers group, as all of them were. But, you know, she really did come in this real sort of sense of knowing her subject, real powerful and strong. And I'm so proud of her because she owned what she did. And now she's got some new developments that are coming on. And I'm just going to share. She's going to share it all with you, but, you know, anyway. But I do want to introduce, oh, there's the dogs. The dogs are going. They're all going out for a walk. See, that's what happens. When dogs go out for a walk, they get all excited, I'm telling you. All right. But I do want to bring MC. She's actually an incredible medium. I've known her for, oh, my gosh, I've been in America 8 years. I've probably known her 7 years. And I knew her as the makeup lady. She always used to come, because she worked for MAC Makeup, and she always used to come to my show. She's like, here's the MAC. And I was like, oh, isn't she sweet? And so to me, she became the MAC girl. And then I got to know her. And we became really, really good friends. In fact, you don't want to know what Charlie calls her. It's quite funny. But she is like family to me. And so I do actually want to bring in Melissa, MC. MC, how are you doing today, my love?
I am good. You have me cracking up over here with the stories.
I knew.
And the Googling. Totally. It's awesome.
I knew you'd be standing there laughing. And because, you know, you and I have spent so much time together. We do have a lot of stories, which actually we probably can't share on air. Probably people aren't really going to be interested. But... but I do want to say, when did your gift start to develop? Talk to me a little bit about that.
It's funny because I'm sitting here thinking about the whole MAC thing and just how far it's really evolved. I have to excuse myself first to your listeners because I am actually home sick with the flu. So I usually don't sound like this. So forgive me for my voice. I kind of sound a little like Miss Doubtfire at the moment, but...
Well, you sound okay, actually.
Yeah, I'm surprised. With my Brooklyn accent, I think will cover it up a little. But yeah, I want to say probably about the age of 3 is my earliest memory. But I think, you know, growing up different, you know, you just want to fit in. So I think I suppressed it for so many years. And I really do owe a lot, you know, a very, very big portion of it to you. You know, you kind of came in and we did start as friends, but I'll be honest, she totally kicked my butt. I think one
to
of
me?
The first things you said to me, oh, yeah, totally you. You totally did. Like, the first thing I think you said to me when you met me was, you hugged me, and then you looked at me and said, and why aren't you using your gift? And I kind of just looked at you like, oh, yeah, how do you answer that one to Lisa Williams? And that was probably, like, about 7 years ago. So, you know, I've been doing it for friends and family and stuff, but I never really had the courage, I think, to step outside the box and share my gift with the world. So I think you had a lot to do with kind of just kicking me in the butt in a good way, for the most part.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember that? It's so crazy. It seems like years and years and years ago, but yeah. And then it's just been an amazing journey.
You know, it has been an amazing journey, and thank you for allowing me to be part of that journey, because one thing I love doing is watching people grow. And the one thing I do remember actually sitting there we were in New York, and I met you, and I'd just gone off to meet with a company regarding a TV show. And we met, and you were at work, and we went and had dinner. And I said, and I was telling you about the TV show, and I said, so you're going to have a TV show? And you were like, yeah, and I went, but you got to own it first. She's like, yeah, well, and playing it down. She looked so cute with her little hat and her long hair. And I still have that picture of what we took. And so, you know, L Dub sits here, and because everyone calls me L Dub, I call her MC. And so I'm sitting there, and I went, yeah, you'll have this TV show. And she went, And she said, I've been told it before. And so tell us what's happening right now then, MC.
Well, I have had the honor of being part of a TV show on Oxygen, and the TV show is called Living Different. So you're very accurate. You know, you may be a little psychic. Maybe a little psychic.
Just a little bit.
I love it.
Just a little widgety bit.
A lot of it.
You know, it's a lot of it. So, you know, that TV show came about. It's always about being selected. It's all about being in space. And it is about spirit guiding us. And it was interesting because you received that show from several different people, one of them being me. And everybody kind of threw it your way. And it was like, okay, I can't ignore it now. And so when does it airs? It's actually a four-part show, and it's already running at the moment, but your segment starts next week, isn't it?
Yes, it's actually on. It's the episode was chosen as the season finale, so it will be next Tuesday at 9 p.m. That's Eastern time.
Right. And so if anybody wants to tune in, I got to say, you know, we'll find out a little bit more about it. But you can go to the show at it's called Living Different, and it's at Oxygen. You can just go to oxygen.com/shows/living-different. And you'll actually find all about it. So, and you can obviously go to Facebook and everything else. And if you just go to Oxygen website, you'll obviously just type in Living Different and you'll actually see it all. So obviously you can't talk too much about it, and I understand that. But what was it like for you to put your gift all of a sudden in front of a camera?
It's interesting. I always felt that leading up to you know, really working full-time as a medium, I think that all those kind of odds and ends and bits that I did for work really were preparing me for what was to come, and that spirit was kind of just prepping me I'm putting those pieces together. And I never really understood why. I never felt really, I don't know, I never connected to any job that I had in a soul way. And then when mediumship, you know, really came in full circle for me, it was just this full circle moment of understanding, oh, this feels right. Oh, this is kind of, you know, this feels like it has purpose. And that's one of the amazing things that this show represents, is kind of that living authentically and living your purpose. I think many of us don't really know, or it takes a long time for us to find out exactly what that is. So for me, it was kind of stepping out of the fear of admitting, and I say admitting because you totally know what this feels like, but it's almost kind of like you've got to come out of the closet and tell people you're a medium. And it's not always, you know, received, you know, well, but I think that gives us thicker skin in the long run. But it was definitely interesting.
It is interesting. And I remember you going through that process and telling your family about, obviously, what you do and everything else. And you coming out of the closet was kind of just like, it's easy. But for other people, it's not easy. And I know that we have probably many listeners here that are listening. And they actually say to me, Lisa, how do we come out of the closet? So what, and when I talk about coming out of the closet, I have to come out of the closet every single day. People say to me, so what do you do? And I go, I speak to dead people. What do you do? And, you know, I kind of, and I do, and I'm very, very blunt with it. How do you, give some advice to people listening who have a gift that need to understand their gift, but really have to own it and stand in their power and really kind of come out of that mediumship closet or that healing closet?
You know, I think the best realization for me, and thankfully I kind of have a sense of humor, so I'm able to kind of go about things in a funnier way. So I usually get by with that. But I think at the end of the day for me, it was about when your desire to help people and your desire to really live authentically is stronger than your fear. You know, you've got to look at it that it outweighs, your desire to help people outweighs the fear. And ultimately, I sat down and I thought to myself, this really isn't about me. You know, it's not about me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a vessel, you know, I'm just a messenger. But it's about all of the people that I'm going to help, and all of the spirits that I'm going to help. So when I looked at it in that perspective, I kind of thought to myself, it's really selfish for me to sit back and keep this hidden because I have a fear. So I just kind of put things in perspective and really thought about it and said, I'm being selfish, you know? And yeah, I absolutely was petrified to tell people what I did for a period of time. And I think, you know, living in New York, you kind of get by with a little bit more. But as I traveled more and came in contact with people from different areas, you know, you get very different reactions.
Mm-hmm.
So I think ultimately it's really putting into perspective, are you willing to set your own fear aside in order to help others? You know, and sometimes I think with anything, you know, including mediumship, any field, you know, anything that feels purposeful is always going to have that area of that uncomfortable space. You know, it's not until we step out of that comfort zone do we actually help people, do we actually learn. So I think it's kind of, you know, coming to that stage of, well, what is it worth to me? And for me, you know, the fear was there and it was very strong. It was almost tangible. But I looked at it and said, okay, I'd rather just put it out there and help all these people. And in turn, I realized I actually helped myself.
Yep. It's very true. And I think when you actually get yourself out of the headspace of that, oh my God, this is something that I have to do, and you start to get beyond that panic, it's when you get into that space of, I have to do it for other people, and you put yourself into that space, it really does change the whole dynamic of it. That's what my belief is and my feeling, because as far as I'm concerned, it isn't about us. We are simply the vessel. We are simply that person that creates, that, you know, brings that spirit in to actually give happiness, comfort, hope, healing. So absolutely. So hopefully that's given some of you guys some kind of help with that. So, MC, how's your writing skill? Writing skills.
My writing skills?
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Only because I'm seeing something.
Uh-oh.
When I get asked that
question from you, I start to worry, but go on.
Yeah, I would worry. I just got a feeling that you're going to be writing a book, just letting you know. And it just felt to me as though you're going to need to get yourself together with that. Sorry, I'm just saying.
No, I my humble opinion. But yeah, it's funny, actually. I don't know if you remember this, but that was actually something you had mentioned to me at the very, very, very beginning of our friendship. And I actually have it written down somewhere in an old notebook, and I actually found it about a week ago. So it's so funny that you're bringing it up, because I wanted to mention to you that I had found that. So I'll validate that.
Mm.
I will validate.
Interesting.
That
interesting. Okay. Well, who knows? I mean, just be aware of that. Just be aware of that.
Uh-huh.
Now, as obviously you've got two mediums on the show with you, we are going to be doing readings. And we'll piggyback off each other, which is always good. We tag team. MC and I have, this is how we work. And what happens when we work is we get information, we fire information off, and we just come up with it. And I always work, and I know I'm having some questions in the chat room about where am I in the queue and what's going to happen. I don't go starting at the top and going all the way to the bottom. I count. I get given numbers and I count. And then, you know, so if you are number 15, then you could, this is a possibility, you could still get a reading. So just hang on in there. Don't give up any hope. So with regards to the show, obviously, I know you can't say too much about it, but do you feel as though, because one of my things, certainly when I've been doing a lot of filming, is to create some authenticity with the work and to get everybody out there, the viewers, to see how authentic we can be and what it's about. So do you think that they have represented the ability, the gift in the right manner? I shouldn't ask that question, but I just wanted your opinion on it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and one of the biggest things for me was, it was, you know, very synchronistic the way I was approached about it. But my biggest concern was, you know, will it be portrayed as, you know, the most authentic version I can be? Will it be edited differently? You know, you always, I think, wonder that. But I really surrendered to spirit and just asked that it be put out in the best way possible. And the one thing I think I found the most encouraging was that it was a show that was for women to inspire women. So
mm-hmm.
I think just the basis, and I've seen, you know, just a very brief portion of it, but I absolutely feel like they did an amazing job with really, you know, catching the authenticity of it. And never once did I feel like I was, you know, in an awkward position or was being asked things that went against what I believed in. And it's quite funny, actually, because going into this, I have been in front of the camera for a couple of things, but never with my gift. So I think going into this, it was quite interesting because my fear was, okay, you know, I want to be able to show what mediumship is about, but I also want to show the journey that you don't get to see. You know, I feel like a lot of times, and mm-hmm. the wonderful thing about, you know, having your show and us being able to experience your world, you know, we don't have anything like that much anymore. So I thought it was great that it went behind the scenes and showed, okay, well, what's the sacrifice that goes into this? You know, what are the fears? What does somebody go through to get to this? You know, what do you sacrifice? So I love that it showed the gift, but it showed the journey, you know, and it showed kind of things that I personally overcame to get to where I needed to be. So I definitely feel like it was very much authentic in the representation of both the mediumship side of it, but also my personality and, you know, and my journey.
You know, it is about the journey, and quite frankly, I have, you know, I have those battles, excuse me, with many TV things. You know, they'll put you in front of the camera, and you really do have to stand your ground. And standing your ground yeah. is absolutely vital. And I remember when I was doing my TV show, I actually would not stop for anything. I'd say, cameras are rolling. If you need to change tape, you need to change battery, I'm going for it. You can do it quietly, you know. And I remember the only time that we ever stopped, and this is so funny, the only time that we ever stopped was because one of the overhead lights actually fell on me while we were filming a show. Yeah, I know. And we were filming, and we were talking about the energy. And ironically, I actually said to the woman, I said, your father or whoever it was, I can't remember who was coming through. I said, you know, they're coming through and they're showing me that they make the lights flicker. And and so, I mean, suddenly this big light just fell right, this keynote just fell on me. And I went, oh, my God. And and, of course, everybody was like, no way. And that was it. So it was kind of funny, but that was the only time that we ever stopped. It was really hilarious. Even Merv Griffin wouldn't let us stop. You know, there was a time we were watching, we were doing a segment, and Merv Griffin was watching, and he actually, and everybody said, let's kill this reading. And then Merv went, no, she's going to get the lifetime moment. And then he actually went, 3, 2, 1, and he was watching in the monitors. I couldn't see it, obviously. He went 3, 2, 1, and he went, there it is. And at that point when he went, and there it is, this woman started to cry.
Cry.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh. He was all about being authentic, you know. And it is, if you can create something so authentic, it comes across on the screen. So obviously people are going to be wanting to watch this. If they haven't tuned in already, they're probably going to be wanting to watch the repeats. What are the other people, because I know obviously there's other people doing, you know, on the show. So what are the other people? How different are the other people? Because it's all about people with different lives.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually. They've done 4 segments, well, 3 so far that have aired, and they really did a good job of covering, you know, living different lives. And, you know, there's an amazing model whose story was shared, and she models as both male and female. And she's been on the cover of Italian Vogue magazine. And I've actually met her in person, and she's just such a beautiful energy. And then there's actually a professional football, women's football player, who I love the fact that she was actually a makeup artist by day, and she's, you know, just this beautiful woman. And then she goes mm-hmm. out and she kicks butt on the football field, you know?
I love that, yeah.
And totally. And then there's a professional MMA fighter, who, Christy, her name is, who her story is shared. And then there's also, which I find so cool, they're right in Brooklyn, actually. That's where I grew up. So there's an all-female Hasidic rock band that can only play for women because of their religious beliefs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's really cool. It's really stepping out of the box and showing how, just by looking at us, you kind of can't really tell that we lead these I guess, extraordinary lives. So it's really interesting, and watching all of their stories has also really inspired me, and it's kind of made me proud to be a part of something so groundbreaking. You know, it really breaks the stereotypes of what we see and our perceptions of society.
And, you know, our perception of society can be somewhat judgmental. And, you know, what this show is doing is obviously opening up judgment and opening up, you know, an element where people can, it will question people's beliefs. It will question. And I think for me and you, we both are those forces to be reckoned with where we want people to question. You know, we do.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was really funny because I was telling someone quite close to me today about what happened to me on Twitter, and you know how people are questioning, you know, that I might have Googled this person, and it was quite funny because you know I was like, oh well, whatever, and all I had the response back was, good job, babe, keep them on their toes, because sometimes mm-hmm. you know society can be so blinkered, it really can be, and you know I'm really proud of you. I'm just going to say this on air. I'm really
proud of you
for actually stepping up, stepping out, and doing what you're supposed to do. I really am.
Thank you.
So, are you ready to do some readings?
I totally am ready.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. That's kind of the little thing that we say. All right. So, we are doing readings, and yes, it is a live show. For those of you who are in the chat room, are questioning, you know, whether it is live. It is a live show. So let's just first, before we actually go any further, your show is on Oxygen next Tuesday. What time is it going to be on?
It's 9 p.m., and that's Eastern Standard Time. And the show is called Living Different. Yeah.
So it's Living Different on Oxygen at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 6 p.m. Pacific Time. And I'm sure you just have to check all your national listings for obviously the channel. But you can also go to the website and find out more information about it. It is called Living Different. And if you just go to the Oxygen channel, I'm sure it's going to be on there. And find out. And if you want to find out more about MC, you can go to MC's web Facebook page, and your email address is
communicate with spirit@gmail.com.
Perfect. So it's communicatewithspirit@gmail.com.
Yeah, you've also
and your
I've popped in the link to Living Different and the link to Facebook underneath the show page right here on Blog Talk.
Awesome. All right. I actually have this here. I'm actually going to pop it into the chat room right now. There we go. Oh, hold on. Oh, I was. It was highlighted. Da, da, da. Here we go. I'm just going to pop it in the chat room so people, it's not liking what I'm doing. I will get it up there for you. So it will be, we'll actually put it up there for everybody to see. But we are going to be doing readings now. How do you want to work this? Would you rather just go with how do you want to go with a number? How do you want to work this? This is all your show. So tell me how you want to work.
I'm actually being drawn to the number 4. So
number 4.
I think I'm
going
to have to just trust spirit and go 4.
All righty. So first of all, we are going to Diane in California. So hi, Diane. How are you?
Hi. I am fabulous. And this is the very first time I've ever been fortunate enough to speak with you on air. Thank you.
Oh.
What a great treat. So my quick question, I have owned my house for so many years that I have so much equity. I'm concerned if it's time to sell or maybe lease it. You know, what are you feeling for me would be my best way to go, or even stay here? I'm so perplexed.
Did you want me to go to start?
You can go. Go first.
Okay. Hi, Diane. So hi. The interesting thing is when the second I heard your voice, I'm super, super drawn to the name Robert. And would I be correct that you would have a father figure that would be in spirit?
I have a brother, but he's not in spirit. He's my best buddy, and his name's Robert, and he's alive.
Okay. But would you have an older gentleman in spirit as well?
Yes, a father.
Okay, thank you. That's what I was just asking you. Okay, perfect. Because I've got your dad that steps forward for me first. But he also wants to acknowledge the gentleman by the name of Robert. He's also thanking you for honoring him in some way. Now, I feel like Dad was actually really good with finance or money because he's wanting to give you the advice to your question. And I feel like also he's acknowledging this gentleman, Robert, that would be your best friend, correct?
My brother / best friend that gives me very high-end financial advice. Yes. I mean, he's
perfect.
Very good.
At thank you. Okay, perfect. Because he wants you to listen a bit more to what Robert thinks or Robert's opinion, thank you, on the matter of your home. I do feel like you're going to stay there for a bit more time, but I do see you either, like, renting this space out or having somebody leasing it from you. But I do feel that you're going to kind of move, but I don't feel that this is a very far distance. I actually feel like it's in walking distance of where you are now. Okay, thank you. And Dad also just wants to acknowledge, I don't know if he was in the service or served in some capacity in the military, but he's making me sit up very, very straight. Thank you. He's making me sit up very straight. I feel he's a very honorable man. I also feel like I just want to give you a message before I pass it back to Elga, but I just need to tell you from Dad that I feel I didn't communicate my emotions enough. I feel he was a bit of a rigid kind of routine man, thank you, but a very big heart underneath that. So I kind of feel that I need to verbalize or express to you my love because I feel I didn't do it as much in life. So I just want to leave you with the message that he very much loves you and is very proud of you and the recent changes that have been made. But he wants you and he is encouraging you to take the advice of the gentleman by the name of Robert in connection to your home. Okay? So I'm going to pass it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, what was also interesting is I was being shown, obviously I was being shown a brother, but I was being shown a financial advisor. And the financial advisor, which obviously is possibly Robert, I felt as though I had your best interests at heart, but there were going to be contracts. I do feel as though you are going to be moving, but the other thing is I don't feel as though you're actually letting go of that home completely. I feel almost as though you may be downsizing, but you're keeping a contract because the contract is significant where it's still maintaining some form of payment to you. So it's also going to bring in some payment. So that's how it felt to me. So it doesn't feel like as though you're actually letting go of the home. It just feels as though you are actually maintaining that space, but you are moving to make it easier for you in whatever you need to do.
It's wonderful.
Does that help?
And so insightful. So insightful. It couldn't be more spot on. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much.
All right.
You're welcome.
Blessings.
Thank you, Diane. Take care. Bye-bye. You know, when the information comes through that quickly, it's so crazy, don't you think? And it just kind of hits you.
Yes, and it's funny because I kind of always feel like I've got to get it out just to, because, you know, it is radio, you know. But it's quite funny. I totally feel like you just hit the play button, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's true. All right, so any other particular number that you're drawn to?
I'd like to go with 7, please.
7, okay. So that's 1, 2. The dogs have just come back. 1, 2. All right, I can hear them at the brain. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, we're coming to Heather, I believe in Oregon here. Hi, Heather, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Hi, Heather.
Good.
Hi, hello to
you
the dog.
Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I know. The dogs have just come back.
The dogs have just come back, bless them.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it. It's comforting.
Yes.
Basically, yeah, I guess just sort of like a reading slash question, but I'm feeling a little stuck right now, I guess, career, things like that. Like I've been in stages of working on this dissertation and it's not moving and it's sort of put, I feel like, and this is my own pressure, my entire life on hold trying to get this project done, that it's become this burden that trying to look on the other side of it feels, it's just difficult. So I don't know if it's just motivation or change or something. I don't know. Just some kind of a clarity, I think, is what I'm seeking. That's all of it.
All right. Okay. MC, are you picking anything up? Because I can go with this one.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll let you take it. Sure.
Okay. All right, Heather. So what I'm being shown here is I've kept feeling as though there was a massive dynamic change regarding the summer. I'm being shown a connection to 3 years, so I'm not sure if you've been doing this or working on something for the next three, for the last 3 years, but this 3 years is very significant. And this would be connection to your study, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm being, thank you, I've just been shown that study is changing, so there will be an element of change regarding this study. Now, have you done anything to do with law, or there's a connection to do with law? Would that mean anything to you?
Not specifically. I had to think about
Okay, there's something to do with contracts and contractual issues that need to be done. But it feels to me as though whatever you are working on, I hate to say this, whatever you're working on, it feels like, again, there's some form of helping people, whether you're going into some form of medical or healing or something like that. There's some way of helping people. But the interesting mm-hmm. thing is I feel as though you're starting off with an idea going down one pathway, but you'll end up going in a different pathway. It just feels mm-hmm. to me as though this other pathway really is going to be much more easier for you. And the other thing feels as though you've got do you want to help people, or is there a connection to the healing or connection to helping people move through things?
Yeah, definitely. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, because it just feels to me as though it just feels that you are really totally changing people's lives. And I love what you're doing, and I think it's going to be a really powerful thing, but it may not be in the same context. So let me just put it into perspective, because it's the only way I can work, and I'm going to give you a hypothetical. I couldn't even be right. It's like you may be studying to be a therapist, and you might mm-hmm. think about doing child psychology, but you go into, dealing with eating disorders or something like that. So it feels to me as though you're going on a totally different dynamic change. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah, because I was a therapist for kids before going to do this PhD program, and I'm studying children and spirituality, and there's something there about healing and that kind of thing that speaks to me.
Yeah, hence why I kept feeling as though you were doing something along the lines with, you know, I kept thinking, child psychology, why am I thinking child psychology? So it would make sense. Because I felt as though you were going down the line in a totally different pathway, but with a similar side to it, so that would make sense. And see, do you have anything you want to add?
No, but, you know, I really wanted to validate a love for you. I was actually picking up the same thing. I do have to say, though, Heather, and it kind of ties in with this whole theme of the show that I did and, you know, today's show, I really feel that you need to kind of trust in yourself and own what you're doing. Because I think that the hesitation, you know, in kind of following through with this is not knowing the outcome. There's some kind of questioning about the uncertainty of the outcome. And I think that that's the energy that you're creating by, you know, not really standing 100% in your belief that this is possible. And I do have to encourage you that as you feel this wave of spirituality involving children, that is definitely going to be prominent in the future. And we need people in this industry like you who are going to take these children and kind of assist them on their journey. So I just want to encourage you and just kind of give you that little push to really stand in your power with this and follow through. Because I think you're going to be successful. And I actually think you're going to revolutionize in some way the way that children with gifts are actually treated or looked at.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So,
wow, that's awesome.
Keep going.
Yeah, they're amazing. When I go back and read the stuff when interviewing them, it's amazing the stuff that they're saying. They're saying all the stuff that all the spiritual teachers are saying, but they're seven. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something there that I want their voices to have a platform. And
yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Okay.
Well,
thank you very much.
Good luck with it. That's awesome. Good luck, Heather. And we wish you lots of love because, seriously, it's not an easy job that you're going to be taking on, but it'll be a very rewarding job. So, you know, we hear you. We're working that battle with you. All right. We're on board.
Thank you.
All right.
Heather,
please
have a good day and thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so crazy when we get information. I mean, I was like, why am I getting child psychology? But we get that, and it comes. How do you get specific details like that? How does it come for you?
I think me, you know, visually being so artistic, I think a lot of what I receive is visual, but then they often show me in spirit something I can relate to in my own life. So with the earlier call, the very first call that we took, I actually was getting the name Robert, but I was hearing Robert, but I was being shown my uncle, who's actually Robert. So I think when it comes down to it, Chick, wouldn't you say it's really about trust? You know, because I kind of could have wavered and just second-guessed what I was seeing, but you know, I always say that I believe everything during a reading is significant. Whether you look at the time and it's, you know, here in New York, it's 4:47. You know, there's significance to everything when we get that information. So,
it is true. It's about surrendering and it's about not having that space to panic. Oh, my God, what if I'm wrong? And you've just got to give it. Because I always say you get what you get and you don't be upset. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, give us another number then, honey. Give us another number. What number do you want to work with?
Let's go with, do we have 11?
We do have 11. Hold on. 1, 2, 3.
Sorry, I'm making a guess.
4, 5, 6. Hold on. 7, 8. Hold on. 9, 10, 11. All right, I'm coming to Richard in Wisconsin here. Hi, Richard. How are you doing?
Doing fine.
Good. All right. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, my question is if you see my music leading to a career, and I'm also asking that because when I'm practicing, I can regularly feel somebody touch my hand, and sometimes it feels like I just stepped to a spider web, so I know somebody's trying to tell me something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
Okay. Do you want to take this or do you want me to?
I can start if that's okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think we've both got a connection.
Okay. So... Richard, this is really interesting because I feel like that there's somebody on the other side for you who also had a musical connection. But I almost feel like their dream or their wish was never fulfilled or lived out. Can you understand that?
Yeah, it actually sounds a lot like my grandpa. He was a saxophonist and he had the opportunity to go professional, but he wouldn't do it because...
Okay.
He decided to stay with the family instead. He didn't think it'd be right to be traveling.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't mean to stop you. I just don't want you to give me too much information. But would you also understand that this gentleman, okay, thank you, because what he's saying is he put family before his passion. But he feels very much like he is the one who comes through to you when you were practicing. And often, I'll be very honest with you, when I connect with spirit, that spider web feeling is something that actually happens physically to me and makes me aware that spirit is present. Now, would you also understand the name George or a Greg? Very strong G-sounding name for me.
Or Greg. No, not offhand.
Or like a Jeff. It's that kind of G-J sound is what I'm hearing with this gentleman. Okay, thank you. He also is talking about the fact that you need, okay, he's saying you need to put yourself out there more. I feel that there's a lack of kind of putting yourself out there. He's talking about that you practice a lot in your own space, but your music isn't then shared with the world. And he almost feels like he's pushing you from behind the scenes is the visual that I get, because he didn't get that opportunity. And he's saying that you're fortunate enough to have the outlet and the means to pursue your goal and your dream. So just know that when you do feel that energy come through while you're playing, you're practicing, this is definitely the grandfather energy that I'm feeling. It may be a different instrument than he played, because he's showing me that it's a different genre of music, a different instrument. I feel very much that you play with your hands, so this is either guitar for me or something strummed.
Yeah, I play the guitar. Okay, thank you.
And he's also saying that there's either a demo CD or a recording that has occurred that you have, but he's showing me that they're sitting on a shelf or they're sitting on a desk, and they're not being pushed out. They're not being given out. Okay, thank you. And he also just said that there'll be an upcoming either opportunity at a local stage or a local venue, and it may even be like a restaurant space or a restaurant setting, for you to kind of partake in some kind of joint venture of a band coming together and playing music. It may be a bit different genre, though, of music than you're used to. But I just really need to encourage you from this gentleman to continue to play and put it out there. So I'm going to pass it to you, Elta.
All right. So, well, what I was being shown here, Richard, is I kept feeling as though that you're also being pushed regarding to do with a mother figure as well. So I'm not sure whether your mom or your grandmother has passed over, but there's a connection to that person in spirit. So would you understand that connection, please?
Yes. My mom always said that I had the perfect hands for a musician, and she played the old...
Okay, 1 second. And she's still with us, is that correct?
No, she passed away in 2003.
Yeah. Okay, because I just thought as though I got a mother connection that was actually pushing you. And she just kept showing me that, and I actually had to detach away from what MC was saying. That's not because I don't warrant MC's advice or anything, but it's just the fact that sometimes we have to detach because I wasn't picking up everything that she was picking up, and it really wasn't the same spirit. But this felt to me as though I got your mother that was coming through, who kept showing me that you are her little boy, you are her boy. And she always had so much faith in you and understanding, and she wants you to really put yourself out there now. She just said to me, it's time for you to shine, it's time for you to shine, and to stop hiding in the closet, almost like you've been putting yourself in the darkness. And she's saying, with a little bit of pushing, thank you. And there's also a female that's going to help you bring that work out and that music out. And that you should not stop. You should not stop. You should keep this going, keep this going, keep this going. Thank you. And I've just heard the connection to the network demo. So have you written a demo track or something?
No, I've been writing down some music lyrics when I'm practicing. I can hear lyrics coming into my head, so I've been starting to write those down. I figure maybe around November this year I'll put something out.
Good. Well, you need to put together this demo, and it's about you working with it. So, you know, they're very much behind you. I'm not sure where the connection to name Mary is as well, but I'm going to leave you with that because it just felt as though you had somebody, either someone who's living or someone who's passed, who's quite an influence as well. So I'm going to leave you with that. Does that help you? Good. I'm glad. Well, good luck, Richard. All right. We wish you lots of love because, you know, we all know how hard it is to get our dreams out there. So good luck. Thanks for calling.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks, Richard.
You're welcome. Thanks, Richard. All right. We have very, very little time. We're going to do one more. Okay, MC. What's your one more?
Let's go with number
one. Any number? Number one. All right, we're coming to Steve. Oh, my God, I love Steve in South Carolina. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Lisa. Good to hear from you.
All right. Good to hear from you. All right. So what's your question?
I would just like to get an update from spirits. Is that
all
okay?
Right. Absolutely. I've read for Steve before, MC, so I'm going to leave this one to you, girl.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. It's interesting, Steve, because I actually feel, wow, okay. I don't know why I want to laugh with you, but I've got this really awesome personality, sense of humor with you. That kind of I connect to, so I just have to laugh about that. Okay, thank you. I also feel, too, Steve, that there's, would I be correct in saying that you definitely have an ability or you have a gift of your own that connects to spirituality?
Oh, yeah. I've been practicing channeling this week. I suddenly felt called to do it in the last couple of weeks.
Okay. Because what I'm actually seeing is as though you've opened up or you've stepped up a level energetically. And I don't know if you've decided that you want to work with Ascended Masters or the higher realms of energy, but that's what I'm feeling. I also feel, though, I need to give you a bit of advice because I feel that you don't ground or protect yourself enough or well enough. I'm sorry, I've got to be honest with you. But I do feel like that there needs to be a bit more grounding in your energy, especially when you detach from meditation, is what I'm hearing. Okay, thank you. Would you also understand the older female that steps in right behind you for me? I almost feel, too, that she had an ability or that she would read either like tea leaves or cards, but there's a connection to her having a spiritual gift as well.
I'm not sure who that would be.
Okay, because I feel like there's this woman who assists you or helps you in channeling this information. It's almost like pushing you. Okay, thank you. Do you have a teacher or somebody that you work with here in the physical female that would assist you?
Definitely true, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a spirit master who's very high, and she's female.
Okay.
But she's in physical form now.
Yeah, okay, thank you. I also feel, though, that there's a past life connection with this woman, almost like you agreed to help each other in this incarnation. Okay, thank you. I also feel, too, that there was one, like kind of wonder as to what the connection was or why you were so drawn to each other or she was drawn to helping you. I do need to give you that past life spirit connection between the souls of the both of you. Okay, thank you. I also feel like there's some kind of Native American connection to this as well. So I don't know if she has kind of shamanic principles or is into that, or this is something that you'll actually go into in the future. But I do feel like there is guidance coming from a Native American energy. That
I've been told by psychics that I have a Native American shaman as a satellite spirit.
Okay, because I want to say that this is a spirit guide for you. It's quite funny. I don't usually look at that end of things, but for some reason with you, I feel very much drawn to kind of what I call my spirit staff. But I feel like I need to look at your spirit staff with this. Okay, thank you. But I do need to validate that there is the shamanic guide that assists you and works through you. I also feel like I don't know if your hands get very hot, but my hands are getting extremely hot. So for me, that usually represents some kind of healing ability. Okay. Have you ever explored any kind of healing ability?
I've studied it with a shaman, but I don't practice it.
Okay. I do feel that this is something that's going to come into your space a bit stronger because my hands are like, literally heating up as I'm speaking to you. excuse me. Okay, thank you. And would I be correct that you've got a father figure in spirit as well?
Yes.
Because I've got a gentleman who's stepping forward. I don't know why I'm connecting to either like Ohio or Oklahoma, but it's an O state. Because I keep getting the state with the letter O and a connection to that with a father figure. I also feel like there was a bit of an May I share everything with you? Are you okay with me giving you everything that I'm receiving?
Okay, I'm just going to let you know that we're coming to the end of the show, though.
Okay. I just want to give you that I need to support you from your father and just let you know that he has accepted you. I don't know what that means, but I need to leave that message with you because it's extremely important that you know that you have been accepted. Okay?
I'm aware of that,
All right, so I'm going to leave you with that.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I'll be watching your show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks for calling in.
Nice
to talk to you. And I'm so sorry that I had to, you know, kind of cut that off, but obviously at the end of the show. So, MC, where can people find you?
Well, they can find me in New York. No, I'm just kidding. But I do in-person and phone readings. And I am in New York, but you can email me. I've got just my website is being worked on at the moment. But my link to my Facebook page is under the show page, under your show page for today. And the link to Living Different is as well. And you can also email me for reading requests or questions at communicatewithspirit@gmail.com.
Awesome. Well, it seems to me as though, I mean, you really have just completely owned your gift. You have rocked the world with what you do, and you're awesome. And I just want to say, it's a pleasure to have you as a friend. So thank you. But listen into Oxygen. Watch Oxygen next week, next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Central Time. Central Time, Eastern Time. My brain's gone to Central Time all of a sudden. And don't miss it. In fact, I'm going to be in Australia, so I can't see it. So I'm going to have to DVR it. But I just know, knowing MC, it's going to be awesome. But for me, I want to say thank you, MC. Thank you for joining me. And to you guys
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime. And for you guys out there on the chat room, thank you for being part of this. Next week I won't be here because I will be in Australia. But the week after, I'll be there. All right, guys. For me, I want to say lots of love and I'll see you soon.